Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, chills for Curtis and for Courtney. Drop kicks. I have an idea, by the way. I'll share it with our next guest who joins us bright and early this morning, Bill O'Brien, the head coach of the Boston College Eagles. Hello, Bill.
Hi, guys. How you doing? I like that version. I don't think I've ever heard that.
Mike, I feel like my contribution to this season, if you're into it, I will get the Dropkick Murphys to perform that at a game this season. Oh. If you're interested.
Oh, absolutely. That would be awesome. Oh, that'd be so awesome.
I think what we should do, we got to tie it into a foundation benefit in some way. So maybe
Absolutely. Maybe
we'll do a tailgate. I know you're busy prior to the game, whatever, you got some coaching duties or whatever. But maybe if we did a tailgate with some listeners. We got Courtney out there doing some cheers. Would you join us for like 10 minutes at the tailgate and talk to everybody and have a slider with Wiggy or whatever?
Absolutely. Okay. No question about it. That would be awesome. All right. That would be awesome.
Well, congratulations. Before we get to the win, just quickly, were you as surprised as we were yesterday when your guy Bill joined Instagram?
I was. And then, you know, what was classic is, you know, he called it InstaFace, which, I mean, clearly he knows it's not InstaFace, it's Instagram. But I was pretty surprised by that. But, you know, he's a busy guy. He's got a lot going on. It's pretty cool. He's staying busy.
Yeah.
He's staying busy in his year off.
Does any of this stuff, doing all this stuff, mean to you that he's not going to coach again?
No. I think one of the things is with him is if you look at everything he's doing, it has something to do with football. So he's able to, you know, watch the tape and talk football with all the different people he's talking to and review games and things like that. So I think he's definitely staying sharp, in my opinion, to be a coach again.
Well, a huge win on the road to start the season. It must have been for you exciting and encouraging to see the student reaction after that win.
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, we have a couple guys on the staff here whose kids go to school here, and they kind of sent them videos from the campus while we were still in Tallahassee. Our plane broke down, so we didn't get back till Tuesday. We had a stay overnight on Monday night, and so we had all these videos of campus. And I think that's what's cool about college football, Greg, you know what I mean? Like that the students can get behind you. I think that's a big deal for our team is, you know, if we can keep this going, which is a big thing, we've got to try to stay consistent and keep going, you know, get the students involved is a pretty, pretty cool thing.
Bill, I had a hard time watching the game just because of the play-by-play guys. It felt like they were rooting for Florida State the entire time. Every time one of your guys cramped up, it was the heat, it was the humidity. Being there on the field, was that a major factor for you guys? And how much more impressive is it that you guys were able to dominate that game start to finish with everything else included?
Yeah, it was definitely hot. You know, we had some some hot practices relative to Boston, but it was a different heat down there. I do think there were a couple guys that cramped, but, you know, I thought our team for the beginning of the season, you know, was in decent shape. And I give a lot of credit to Craig Fitzgerald, our strength coach, and his staff. They did a great job. And, yeah, you know, I think it's more about kind of like the hydration before the game and things like that we can get these guys a little bit better at. But overall, I thought our guys sustained for 60 minutes, and I thought that was big. I mean, we finished the game, Courtney. We had the ball with 6 minutes to go, and Florida State never got the ball back. I think that says a lot about our team.
Bill, one of the things that I noticed this year, and maybe you guys have an advantage at, is, you know, the helmet microphone, the quarterback to coach. What you guys, you know, haven't done that before in the NFL and having that experience. I know Tim Lewis is your defensive coordinator. Does that give you an advantage when it comes to being able to have guys make a smoother transition because you've done it before, and a lot of these college teams are trying to get adjusted to having that ability to talk to the quarterback?
Yeah, I think that's a great point, Wiggy. Like, you know, when you first do that, you know, when I first did it was 2009, you know, it takes you a while to kind of learn and get into the rhythm of how that works. It's not, you know, the hardest thing in the world, but it takes a while to learn, you know, the it shuts off at 15 seconds and when you can press the button to start talking after the previous play, all that. And so our guys, you know, they've done that before. So we did it a lot in the preseason. And I do think overall it just helps the rhythm of the game. I think it's better than having the players all look over at the sideline and you're holding up boards. And, you know, I think it's better for the rhythm of college football. So I thought our guys for the first game, you know, did a decent job with that.
Curtis has a question. By the way, if the band needs any kind of a guest drummer or guest band leader or marshal or whatever, Curtis would accept that honor, Bill, for this season.
Absolutely. We brought the band out to practice a couple weeks ago. It was pretty cool. The band came out to practice. We had a night practice in the stadium. And, yeah, I think they have a drummer, Curtis, but, like, I'm certain they would definitely want you. That's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I mean, I usually get into BC through the back door, so if there's one that gets me onto the field, it'd be perfect. Bill, I watched that game as a BC guy, and I was waiting for the other shoe to drop. And when the Florida State Seminoles made it 21-13 on the long touchdown pass, I just sat there. I was like, okay, well, this has been great, because every BC team I've ever watched starts to sort of capitulate and lose in that situation. The drive you had immediately following that, you got the unsportsmanlike to get the ball at the 40, but it was like you blinked and you were in the red zone. You got that touchdown. That, to me, showed something different about this BC team as opposed to ones in years past.
Yeah, I think that's one of that's going to be a key moving forward, is like in every close game that, you know, I've ever been in, you have to have some type of drive like that, like an answer drive, right? They, you know, football is a game of momentum. And so if you can stem the tide a little bit and answer, you know, a good drive by them with a really good drive. And that penalty on the kickoff was huge. And the one thing our guys did a good job of in this game, Curtis, is they did not retaliate. You know, there were three unsportsmanlike or late hit type penalties on Florida State. And I think that's going to be key for us. Like, we had really no penalties in the game.
One. You had one, Bill.
One penalty.
I mean, how proud are you when it comes to those guys? How proud are you for that?
That's huge, Greg. You know, that's why I have a strong belief in, you know, how to win and take care of the ball, tackle well, and don't commit stupid penalties. And I think if you can do that, you know, you got a real shot to win a lot of games. So we've got to keep that going. That's a big deal.
And you got a touchdown when they had 12 guys on the field. You should get an extra point for that.
Yeah, that was good. I don't want to play against 12 a lot, but that was pretty funny. That was pretty cool.
Bill, when talking to a lot of my friends or other BC fans, people obviously looking towards Duquesne and nervous that could be a trap game. How do you make sure that these guys don't take their foot off the gas?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you know, we came back. We got back on Tuesday afternoon. They, you know, give these guys credit. I really preach to these guys, Courtney, about just like one day at a time, man. Like, just take care of your responsibilities today. You know what I mean? And so they went to class. You know, we had like six guys that had to move. They had to move their rooms or whatever. Something happened there. They did that. They got that done. All right, now we're on to yesterday. Yesterday we had a good practice. You know, they came ready to go. And I think these guys realize that, you know, we can't look ahead. We can't look back. We've got to turn a page and really focus on Duquesne. We practiced this morning at 9:15. Let's have a good practice. Let's move on to tomorrow. So, you know, that's all we can do is just keep talking to them about those types of things. Like, you can't look ahead. You can't look back. You got to take care of, you know, where you are right now.
Educated guest, Bill O'Brien, who wins more games this season, you or the Patriots?
I knew you were. You know, I sit here in preparation for this interview, and I'm like, I know Hill's going to ask me something like that. There's just no doubt. I am not going down that road.
Oh, you're not?
I just.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well,
come on.
Wiggy has one
more.
Yeah,
Bill, one more for you. And I know you don't want to, like, kind of look ahead, but now with the expanded playoffs with the 12 team and the conference champion automatically getting a bid into the playoffs, I mean, what do you kind of like? I know you don't want to look ahead, but there's got to be some, you know, great hope down there in BC and now, you know, the rest of college football, that it opens the door for so many teams to get in and having the ability to play for that. I mean, do you ever talk to your guys about that without trying to get too far ahead, but saying, hey, listen, we have a chance just like everybody else now with the expansion of these playoffs?
I'll give you two answers to that. Number one is, I think when college football went to the 12-team playoff, I think that was a great move because, as you know, Wiggy, like, being involved in the NFL playoffs is awesome. It's a great experience, and, you know, the closer we can get to that type of experience for college football is awesome. As it relates to BC, Wig, like, I love the question, and, you know, I think you have a great point, but we just got to worry about today, man. Like, we can't be worrying about, like, anything other than having a great practice on a Thursday. Like, we got a lot to cover today, and you know, we got to really just focus on today and not really concern ourselves with anything other than getting ready to play Duquesne.
All right, listen, we love having you on the show. Congrats on the win. I'm going to work on this tailgate thing. Maybe we'll do it. Maybe Red Bend Dana game or what? We'll do something really, really cool. So,
oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And, of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I got you locked in. I'm going to need you for like an hour right before kickoff.
Okay. For the drop kick Murphys, I mean, I think I can carve out some time. No doubt about it.
All right, Bill O'Brien. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
All right. There he is, Bill O'Brien. Great guy. Yeah.
It's the best.
I mean, he's bringing the glory back to your alma mater, Curtis.
And I've never been so happy without any reservations. Like, they actually have a really good coach who enjoys the show that I happen to work on and is really good at his job.
Yeah.
This fall is going to be awesome.
It is.
If they beat Mizzou in 2 weeks, not to look ahead, they could be a top 15 team in the country.
Yeah.
All right. And we are talking about it on this radio station.
Why?
We got to get to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming up. That probably means they said it at 7:20. That's a quick back and forth on what Joe Mazzulla said and what others said yesterday in sports.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.